You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It's listener-powered KEXP here in Seattle. Heard all over the world online, kexp.org. Just heard music from The Byrds covering Bob Dylan, All I Really Want to Do. Primal Scream right before that from their second album, Sonic Flower Groove, the song Gentle Tuesday. Slow Dive with Sugar for the Pill from their new album, their first in like 20-some years. And Husker Du starting off the set covering The Byrds' 8 Miles High. Again, it's here on the afternoon show. Kevin Cole with you down in the performance space with Beach Fossils. We're doing a live set, and you can watch this as well. There's a live streaming video on our Facebook page. Welcome to KEXP. Great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How about a couple of songs, and then we can talk about the new album and
cool.
Whatever else.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. Beach Fossils live on the afternoon show, playing at the Crocodile tonight with She-Devils and Able Body down in Portland tomorrow night. The new album is Somersault. Just heard Saint Ivy from it. It's here on the afternoon show. It's KEXP in Seattle. You can watch this session live on Facebook as well on our Facebook page. Thank you. Beach Fossils live on KEXP with the very meditative and zen-like Be Nothing. And that is on the new album, Somersault. Playing live here on the afternoon show, KEXP, playing tonight at the Crocodile. And Dustin, do you mind introducing the band?
Oh, yeah. We got Mr. Daniel Fox over here doing all kinds of things. Keyboards, trumpet, sampler, backup vocals, shakers, tambourine, guitar tech, hype man.
It's nice to have that versatility, right? And to have somebody be able to bust out a trumpet.
Oh, yeah. Got Tommy Davidson back here. Guitar, personality, piano. Jack Doyle Smith, bass, backup vocals. He's the moody guy, you know.
Hello.
Reflective and pensive.
Yeah, yeah. Anton Hakim over here.
The eye candy.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Welcome to KEXP. It's great having you here. And Dustin, the new album, Somersault, I believe is the first where you collaborated with others in terms of the songwriting. The first two albums, I think you wrote all the songs yourself.
Yeah.
And like, recorded, maybe?
Yeah, the older stuff, I produced it myself for the most part. Recorded mainly alone, sometimes with like other members. But this is the first record that's like fully collaborative with Jack and Tommy and myself.
And was it difficult to make that change? Is this something you always wanted to do, just didn't?
Yeah. I mean, I was always open to it. You know, I just kind of wrote by myself out of necessity. It was just what I was used to. Like, I always recorded alone growing up. So it was just, like, the natural way to do it. But I don't know. We didn't plan on it. We were just jamming all the time. And before you knew it, like, songs came out of it. And so we were like, yeah, let's do it.
Are any of the songs, like, I know some of the songs are really different and have evolved from the first couple albums, like St. Ivy, for example, which is amazing. And the string section or the arrangement is just is killer in that track. Did the songwriting evolve or change as a result of just kind of jamming together?
Yeah, I think so. And also just... this one was a little more capturing, like, you know, across the board, like, different kinds of music that we listen to. Like, the other ones had a little more of, like, a set structure of, you know, this is like a Django pop band, whatever, we're going to do that kind of music. And, you know, with this one, it was like we were just listening to so many different things and not really actively trying to recreate any of that, but just, like, soaking up all the textures and just letting it come out however it wants.
Yeah, I loved the first two albums, and I loved Somersault, and was really surprised hearing that, like St. Ivy. I was like, wow, this is really different.
Yeah.
And tell me about the song itself, because I know it's got a, not necessarily a good story.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, we were working on that one. I mean, we had had the instrumental for a while, and it got to the point where I had to do lyrics, because I always, out of bad habit, just do lyrics last. And we were working on it, and it was like the night of the election, and we were just all in the studio together, just like sitting there messing around on stuff, and we like had it streaming, and it started to look very grim, and it looked like we were getting to the point of no return, and I was like so bummed out. I was like, I don't even think I can write right now, you know, I just need to go home. So we packed it up, went home. And then, like, woke up in the morning, and it was just like, oh, boy, like, here comes our new president. And like, I don't know, most of my lyrics, I don't really write about external things. It's all about just, like, what I'm going through, like, more internally. But that was just one of those things where it was just, you know, I was feeling it so internally, I didn't even have any option to not write about it or feel passionate about it. So, yeah. It's like a tricky song because it sounds like a breakup song at first, and then you realize it's actually being upset about something else.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was at first. And just thought, wow, what a beautiful song. And then it wasn't until I was actually reading about it that I realized what it was about.
Yeah.
I can tell you it was a kind of a similar situation here. The day after the election was a lot of our listeners were pretty stunned and programmed to that when you kind of thought you were going to be doing something else.
Totally.
The day before was really kind of different for all of us.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, painful situations or kind of, I don't quite know how to put this, harsh situations create for better art?
I don't know if they make better art. I think sometimes it's like a cop out when people are like, oh, you have to suffer for art, because I don't think that's necessarily true. But speaking from experience, I guess, you know, like writing the first record, it's probably like the happiest thing I've ever written, because it was like a form of escapism. You know, I was like fresh in New York, didn't know anybody, didn't have any money, had no idea what I was going to do with my life. And it was just like, I'll write this happy album to like escape into, you know. And then just kind of evolving more into my current situation. Just, you know, it's just always write what you know. So, yeah.
Speaking of painful situations, we had to wait like 20 years for a Slow Dive record.
Yeah.
And finally got one.
Yeah.
And you have Rachel Goswell on the album, on the song Tangerine. Like, how did that come about?
My wife actually helped set that up, because she does A&R for Secretly Group, who Slow Dive are with. And we had a song, you know, they always kind of start off instrumental for us, but I was laying down some vocals, had a friend, my friend Caroline helped me out with some vocals, and we were trying to think of somebody that could be featured in their voice that would sit nicely. You know, it had to be someone that could sing both really high and really low, which is pretty limiting for a lot of people. And my wife Katie was like, oh, you should just, you know, reach out to Rachel Goswell, like I'll put you in touch, she's really nice. And I was like, I don't know. That's a rejection I don't want to deal with. But she was like, no, like, you know, let's just see. So I emailed her, sent her the song, and really quickly she sent back like a very enthusiastic email, like, oh, I'd love to do it, I love the song. And you know, so it came together pretty fast, and yeah, I'm really happy with how it sounds.
Yeah, that's amazing. You never know unless you ask, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You were big fans of Slow Dive.
Totally.
Yeah, that's super cool. Now, you and your wife, Katie, actually co-founded the label that you're now on. The new album is not on Capture Tracks. It's the first on Bayonet Records.
Yeah.
So tell me about the thinking behind putting together a label. Was it really for your own records? Are you going to be signing other bands?
Yeah, it was kind of for everything. You know, I've always wanted to have a label, and but I never knew really how to do it. And I told Katie, you know, forever, like when she was working at Captured Tracks, I was like, I want to start a label, but I wish you could work for it, you know, because like you really know what's up. And she was like, yeah, I can't do that. There's no way. And then, you know, I started to get more serious about starting the label. And, you know, my contract was ending and, you know, she was kind of in a transitional period. And it just like everything kind of worked out. It came together where we could actually start it together. And you know, yeah, it's for putting out other people's stuff and my stuff as well, just being able to experiment and not have anyone above me.
Yeah,
you know, I just don't like pressure or like authority figures in any way.
Yeah I don't, does anybody?
Yeah. I think some people like it. I think some people like need that, but I
that's true.
It's not my vibe.
It's true. It's so true. You know, some of the best labels are the labels that have just been, you know, they exist to put out their own music or friends' music that doesn't have a home.
For sure. I mean, for me, like, getting signed to Capture Tracks, like, changed my life in a huge way, because before that, I was, like, pretty aimless. I knew I wanted to do music, but I didn't know how to get it out there. And so it was, like, a huge moment for me. So I was like, if I can do that for other artists, you know, then that's, like, the... You know, that would make me happier than anything.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Any artists in the works yet? Anything signed yet?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've put out a bunch of records. Yeah. Like we did the Frankie Kosmos record.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
did,
yeah, yeah.
You know, Warehouse, yeah. A bunch of other artists, Jerry Paper, Lion Lim. We got some good stuff in the pipeline.
Nice. I mean, I'm supposed to keep it a secret, but I think we are talking to Ed Sheeran right now. It's on the docket.
Yeah, this little
we met
DIY,
him at Baggage Claim the other day. So
yeah, you never know until you ask.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's Beach Fossils live on the afternoon show here at KEXP. If you've just tuned in, you can watch it as well. We're doing a live streaming video on our Facebook page. And playing tonight at the Crocodile down in Portland tomorrow. And do you want to play a couple more songs?
I think
yeah,
so.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Cool. Thank you.
Which one do you guys want to do? Thank you. Thank you.
So good. Beach Fossils live on the afternoon show here on KEXP. Two songs from the new album Somersault, Closer Everywhere and Sugar. Beautiful session.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. And have fun on the West Coast.
All right. Appreciate it.
I'm home. Yeah, he's a Seattle boy right here.
All right.
Yeah, I grew up here.
Welcome home.
All righty.
You still got family and stuff here?
Oh, yeah. Right, I think they're listening.
Excellent.
I sure hope so.
Big time thanks to Jim, Justin, Scott, and Allyon Video. Not a worry, taking photographs. Kevin Suggs on sound. Matt O running the board on hospitality. Mitch, Raven, and Larry Rose, thank you for the help prepping. And thanks to all the donors that make the sessions here at KEXP possible. This is the afternoon show. It's KEXP Seattle.